You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kristen. And together, we are the Empowered Caregivers. So we just finished a segment with Jennifer Fisher from the ADRC, Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. One thing I want to be more conscious of, Liza, is getting our guests to explain their acronyms. You know, every industry has their acronyms, and they just throw it around like everybody understands what that means. And I think one of the first obstacles to having a child with a disability or trying to navigate any of these new systems is you get hit with an acronym and people assume you know it and you don't. So then it's like you just start shutting down a little bit thinking, oh, I'm kind of intimidated.
Yeah, excellent point. I didn't think of that initially. I just thought that they didn't know what to name themselves, so they picked some letters. We're the ADRC, but no, Aging Disability Resource Center. And it was great just to see how accessible they are. And I could really feel Jennifer's passion in the work that she does.
Yeah, definitely. She's got a big heart, you can tell. And it is the experience. So it's also a real lesson to me in how management sets the tone in a place, right? And so as the manager, she has set the tone to have that big heart, to be accessible, to be welcoming, to not be intimidating. And I think that's probably a contributing reason why the ADRC here in Dane County is so accessible.
Yeah, I agree. Great work, Jennifer, and we thank you for it.
Yeah. Was there anything specific you learned that the ADRC does that you were surprised by or didn't know about?
I wasn't really familiar with the short-term options available. You know, the example that she gave, if somebody broke their leg and needed, you know, help in the meantime, that wasn't really on my radar. So I guess that was a takeaway. And then just really some of the benefits explaining that they do is nice, because I mean, if you're applying for SSI or Medicaid, Medicare, that is overwhelming. And those forms are so confusing. Everything about it is confusing.
I agree. And that's actually, I didn't realize I could go back to them. And when I talked to her to get ready for this radio show, and then she mentioned it today, that you can keep coming back to the ADRC to get help on your specific social security issues. Because what I've learned is that everybody's individual. And so when you talk to a federal program like Social Security, they try to give you general information, but then when you've got this one unique twist and then somebody has this unique twist, they don't necessarily know how to manage it or handle it, because I have had three different people tell me totally contradictory things about what Nicole's entitled to or not entitled to. And so it just becomes overwhelming. And is it worth it? Should I fight it? Should I stay on the phone? Should I keep writing emails? And so it's just nice to know that even though I've already gotten her qualified and she's already signed up for stuff, that I can still go back to the ADRC and say, now I'm wondering about this. Now I'm wondering about that.
Definitely. Yeah. Little disappointed to hear that you can't just go to their lobby and take a nap, but they do a lot of great work. So a real good guest to have. So in order to switch gears a little bit and go into the community connection part of the show, and this is just where we want to share a little bit about what we're doing and what we've done and where you can find us. And Kristen, do you want to tell us about what's coming up in April?
Yeah. So first of all, I just want to recap that the best place to find us is at empoweredcaregivercommunity.com. or on Facebook or on Instagram. There are links to all of our previous shows. We've talked with a variety of different providers. We're going to be shifting in April to now talking about different types of caregivers. So you'll be hearing more stories from caregivers themselves, but also from people that are servicing and supporting the caregivers of veterans, kids that are caregivers. We're going to have someone in from the Alzheimer's Society, someone in from the Autism Society. So lots of different perspectives, because it's important for us to keep emphasizing to our listeners that we see this family caregiver role as a very large population, right? There's people taking care of sick spouses, people taking care of adult children and young children with disabilities, people taking care of aging parents. And so we're just really trying to bring in a lot of different resources and perspectives. So I'm excited about April. I think I'm going to learn a lot.
Yes, I am too. A lot of great guests. And I'm actually really interested in hearing about a woman that runs the Youth Caregiver Network out of Florida. And that is, she's really centered around supporting youth that are caring for people. I think I came across a statistic, 1 in 5 people that youth that drop out of school actually drop out of school because they're caregivers. So lots of great stuff to learn in April. And then in May, we would love to hear from you. We are going to be hosting a virtual town hall on May 21st, where you can enroll. We'll put that information on our website. The town hall is going to take place on a chat room, so there'll be some questions asked and we can get your input. And this is going around on a national level. There is a caregiving institute out of Chicago that is heading this up, and they really want to hear the stories and collect them so that they can be used anonymously, if I can say it, to try to make change on a local, federal, and national level.
Right. And so it's really going to be insightful and helpful if we can get some legislators here too, right? Especially these folks that are running for re-election, and just hear what their views are, what they think is some of the priorities to support caregivers, whether they've been caregivers caregivers or not themselves. So I think it's going to generate some really good conversations and hopefully some tangible action.
I agree. And I think it's important for us to come together, not only to support each other and be there, for education and resources, but also to build this community so we can make a change. We've talked about it before that the caregiver crisis is not sustainable, and some changes have to be made on a national, local level. And yep. We would love to seek your input on May 21st so that we can start working towards those changes. You've been listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show with Kristen and Liza. We'll see you next week.
Exactly. Take care of yourself and each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.